صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The peace of our heart, the coolness of our eyes, our master Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who recites 50 times durood upon me, I will shake hands with that person on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, before commencing today's silsila, let us first make some good intentions. As in a summary of a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the intention, the niyyah, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, let us make some good intentions. And among the good intentions, let us make the intention that inshallah azza wa jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. And whatever is being taught, I will do my level best to practice upon it and to teach it to the others as well. And whenever the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is been mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is been mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing the mu'jizas, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have touched on many mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every time the subject relating to the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being discussed, it only increases us in love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It only brings us closer to our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And into today's silsila, We are going to be discussing the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, relating to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bringing the dead back to life, subhanallah. And also we'll be discussing miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam associated to the jinns, subhanallah. For the kingdom and the empire of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a kingdom that included the jinnat as well. And as far as the mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bringing the dead back to life, this particular mu'jiza, this miracle of bringing the dead back to life, was also a miracle that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam was also with the power bestowed upon him by the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, with the power that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal granted to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam was able to bring the dead back to life. If you study the seerah of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, you'll find that on many occasions whereby there was a person that was dead, Nabi Isa alayhi salam was able to bring that person back to life once again. And the same mu'jiza that the Almighty Allah had bestowed upon Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had also bestowed the same mu'jiza. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had also granted the same mu'jiza to Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereby Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also able to give life to the dead. Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to raise his hands up and make dua for the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to grant life to the dead. And the dead were able to be granted life again due to touch of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At times, by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raising his hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and asking the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to grant life back to the dead. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the same subject of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving life to the dead, there is a beautiful incident that has been narrated in a kitab, in a book that is called Zarqani, in volume 5, page number 182. And this beautiful narration, it is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once, Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he invited a particular person to accept Islam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees this individual, and Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes what in Dawat Islami terms, what we classify as infiradi koshish, individual effort. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes individual effort on this particular person. And he invites him towards the message of Islam. He invites this person towards the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this particular person says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am willing to accept Islam, but based on one condition. Meaning, if you want me to accept Islam, here is my condition, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the understanding of the hadith, He says, Ya Rasulullah, if you want me to accept Islam, I will accept Islam based on one condition. And what is the condition? The condition is that, O Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my daughter passed away. If you can bring her back to life, then I will accept Islam. Meaning my daughter has passed away. If you want me to become a Muslim, then pray to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that my daughter comes back to life. Only if my daughter comes back to life, then only will I be a Muslim. Then only will I accept Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was directed to this particular person's daughter's grave. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived at the grave, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called out to her by her name. And then she came out of her grave. And when she came out of her grave, she answered the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, "Oh my master, Allah Akbar." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the grave of a dead person. This individual, this particular person that wants to accept Islam, but based on a condition, that puts a condition forward to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "If you want me to accept Islam, I have my daughter that has passed away, and I'll accept Islam based on one condition: if my daughter comes back to life." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is directed to this person's daughter's grave. And when Waqqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaches the grave, he calls on to this person's daughter. He calls on to this dead body. He stands next to the grave and he calls on to this dead person, this dead individual. And when Waqqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls her name, she replies and she responds and she says, "Oh my master, I am present in your service." Subhanallah. Meaning Waqqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only a master for the living, but Waqqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a master for the dead. Subhanallah. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her if she wished to return to the world, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to her, "Do you want to come back into the dunya? Do you want to come back to the world?" She replied and said, "La, no, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is more merciful to me than my parents, and the akhirat is better than the dunya." Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, this dunya, this world, is only temporarily, but the akhirah is forever. The akhirah, life in the hereafter, is internal. As Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Quran Majid, بَلْ تُعْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَعَبْقَى. The life of the akhirah, you prefer the life of this world. But the reality is that life of the akhirah is eternal. Life of the akhirah is forever. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, in order for you to develop this type of a concept, in order for one to have this type of a mind, join the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Join the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Attach yourself to this beautiful mahal. Attach yourself to this beautiful environment, whereby you will start developing a mindset. You will start realizing that the life of this world is only temporarily, but rather the life of the akhirah is forever. When you join this beautiful environment, you'll start preparing yourself for the Akhirah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, in a book that is called Zarqani, in volume 5, page number 184, there is a beautiful narration. The previous narration is an incident whereby the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave life to the dead. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave life to a human being. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also gave life to dead animals, subhanallah. It was not only human beings. It was not only human beings that were dead. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave life to. But rather, even the animals that were dead, the animals that died, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to give life to them as well. It is narrated that Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu once slaughtered and cooked a goat and presented it in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu slaughters a goat and he prepares the meat of this goat and he presents it in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was then consumed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram. After everyone had finished, eating, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered all the bones of the goat and placed his blessed hand upon it while reciting something. Meaning after all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after all of them finish eating, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathers all the bones of this goat, subhanallah. Meaning, imagine, they just ate, all the companions of the Prophet sallam ate, and after eating, our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathers all the bones. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his blessed hand upon this heap of bones. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites something. And the mu'jiza from this was that the animal came back to life and started wagging its tail. Meaning the goat came back to life, and when the goat comes back to life, it started wagging its tail. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, what a great Nabi was our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a goat that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had just consumed, after they finished eating, the meat from this goat, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathers the bones together. And after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathers the bones, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam places his blessed hand on top of this heap of bones. And the mu'jiza that happens is that this goat comes back to life. Allahu Akbar. It comes back to life. And when it comes back to life, it starts wagging its tail. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then instructed Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet said, O Jabir, take the goat back home. Imagine, it was cooked. Hazrat Jabir cooked it and brought it in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consumed it. They ate it. And after eating, Hazrat Jabir has to take the same goat back home. Subhanallah. And upon reaching his house, the wife of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amazed, because she knew that the goat was cooked, and now the same goat, Hazrat Jabir is returning with the same goat back home. So she was amazed. She recited the Shahada. She recited the Kalima. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how fortunate are we that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has made us as followers of this great Prophet, of this great Nabi, of this beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. And at the beginning of the silsila, we discussed that we are going to be discussing two types of mu'jizat today. Mu'jizat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are related to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam giving life to the dead. And also the mu'jizat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam related to the jinns. It is narrated that Hazrat Sawad bin Qarib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a jinn became attached to him, and this jinn would tell him things that would happen in the future. And because of this, people would give gifts to Hazrat Sawad bin Qarib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the same jinn, it once approached Hazrat Sawad radiallahu ta'ala anhu while he was sleeping, and the jinn said to him that, wake up, if you know what is best for you. Meaning, Hazrat Sawad bin Qarib radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a jinn that he was very attached to. And the same jinn, on one occasion, this jinn wakes him up and he says, O Sawad, wake up, if you know what's best for you, let us go and visit the leader of Banu Hashim, who has come as a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Sawad bin Qarib states that this kept happening for 3 continuous nights. Meaning this jinn kept waking him up for 3 continuous nights, to such an extent that Hazrat Sawad bin Qarib narrates that I became in love with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Hazrat Sawad bin Qarib radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Makkah al-Mukarrama and presented himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam welcomed him and said, I am aware of how far and for what you have come to me for. Hazrat Sawad radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said he had written a qasida in praise of him and requested the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to listen to it. And what was the qasida? He says, meaning, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, be my intercessor on that day when there shall be neither any other for Sawad bin Qareeb besides you, nor a person who can cause any gain. Subhanallah. Sallur al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is also a beautiful narration in relation to the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to jinns. And this beautiful narration can be found in a kitab, in a book that is called Al-Kalamul Mubin, page 93, with reference to Ibn Sa'd, whereby Ibn Sa'd narrated from Ja'ad bin Qais that four of us once set out for Hajj from our homes, and while traveling through the jungles of Yemen, suddenly we heard poetry being recited. After listening carefully, we found the following to be said. Meaning, after we listened properly, we wanted to hear what was the poetry. And after listening carefully, we heard that the poetry was, O travelers, when you reach the well of Zamzam and the Hatim of Kaaba, then present our greetings in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent by Allah Azza wa Jal as a prophet. Tell him as well that we have adopted his religion as per instructions given to us by Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. This was the voice of the jinns living in the jungle of Yemen. Subhanallah. Meaning the jinnat, the jinns, these companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that are traveling and passing through a jungle in Yemen, they hear a group of jinnat, a group of jinns that are singing and testifying to the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also there is another beautiful narration in the same kitab, in the same book of Al-Kalamul Mubin, in page number 94, whereby Khatim has narrated from Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we were once accompanying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey, when suddenly an anonymous snake appeared, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting under a date tree, and the snake was moving towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we wanted to kill the snake. As we know, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would never allow anything to harm the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would rather be injured, they would rather sacrifice their own lives for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, they could never let any harm reach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting under a date tree, around these people, these companions, when they see the snake moving towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they intended to kill the snake. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to the companions that, let it come towards me. And when he did so, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his blessed face next to the snake. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the snake closer to his ears. The companion asked, O Prophet of Allah, after you had allowed it to come close to your blessed face, we feared that it might attack you. To which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, this was not a snake, it was a jinn sent by a group of jinns. They had forgotten some ayahs of the Quran Majid, and I was teaching these ayahs to him, and he was repeating it as I was reciting. This jinn was repeating this ayat, subhanallah. Imagine the awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only a teacher for us human beings, but rather the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also a teacher for the jinns as well. For the empire and the kingdom of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an empire, was a kingdom that human beings were involved, and also the jinnat, the jinns, were also in the kingdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, today we listen to a few incidents relating to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving life to the dead. We also listen to a few mu'jizas, miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam associated to jinns. How lucky are we, how blessed are we, that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the honor and dignity of making us as followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make it as such that we show our love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by also following the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May we display our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by walking on the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May we be as ambassadors of the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah increase the